Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Controversy grows and reactions multiply after the words of Emmanuel Macron on Marshal Pétain. The head of state will pay tribute on Saturday at the Invalides to this great soldier of the First World War, he said. He considers the tribute legitimate, but also mentioned that he had led to fatal choices during the Second World War. The words shocked the CRIF, the representative council of the Jewish institutions of France. As for the political reactions, the leader of La France Insoumise, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, evoked the crimes and imperishable treason of Marshal Pétain. Exonerating Pétain is a moral and historical impossibility, said Florian Philippot. The human toll grows in Marseille. A sixth body was found in the rubble of the buildings that collapsed Monday in the city center. The toll may further worsen, since at least two people are said to still be missing. The prosecutor of Marseille will soon give an update regarding the inquest, 2 days after the disaster. The Ascoval Steelworks is still waiting. The Court of Strasbourg will make its decision on December 12th, a new deadline that should validate the only buyback offer, that of the Franco-Belgian group Altifort. And in the United States, Donald Trump will have to cohabit for the next 2 years as a result of the midterm elections. Democrats seize the House of Representatives. However, we cannot speak of a blue wave, given that Republicans have retained and even strengthened their majority in the Senate. In soccer, the fourth day of the Champions League continues tonight. Lyon receives the Germans of Hoffenheim. In the event of a victory, it would be a big step for Lyon towards the round of 16. Kickoff at 9 o'clock. And Nicolas Anelka is back in French soccer. The former PSG player arrived in Lille, not in the team, but as a coach. He will be supervising the strikers of the club's training center. And we'll finish with the 2018 Goncourt Prize awarded to Nicolas Mathieu. The writer is rewarded for his second novel, Leurs Enfants Après Eux, published at Actes Sud. Valérie Manteau wins the Renaudot for Le Sillon at Tripod Edition. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.